Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buzz Baby University here on Spaziano and Sandy.
Good parenting or bad parenting, you guys decide. 222-2899. And you know, it's the people who don't have kids who really like to judge. When the hand-me-down car isn't good enough for your kid, and you cave to help them pay for the car they're asking for.
Oh, man. Is this happening to you? Is this why you're bringing it up? Because your daughter just got her permit.
No way would I allow this to happen. That's why I was so, like, I was fuming when my girlfriend was telling me. Oh. I was like, are you for real? But I had to bite my tongue, and I'm like, no, that would be, I'm not starting anything. I don't know. Maybe I think this is weird, and everybody else would be on my girlfriend's side. I don't know. But her, okay, she is giving her daughter, well, she wanted, the plan was to just gift her daughter her car. Okay.
Like the family, the family car, the hand-me-down?
Yeah. Well, it's her car. Now she wants a new one. So she's just going to gift her car to her kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where I stand on that already, right? Mm-hmm. No, we don't play that game here in this house. But anyhow, that's fine. She can do that. Well, her daughter was like, oh, there's not a USB. So I don't want it.
Wow.
Not a USB? There's nowhere to plug in your USB, and now we don't want the car at all? So she's like, oh, okay, it's okay. I'll help her. I'll still help her buy the car that she wants.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't know, honey. I don't know if anybody can say anything to convince me that's a good idea.
I am not as fiscally minded as you are. Let me say it another way. You're really cheap. You may call it frugal, but...
It is frugal, but okay.
Yeah, but it's all about money. Everything starts with money with you. So I get the way you're feeling with this. But I'm going to agree. It's bad parenting. It's enabling your kids. As enabled as they are in this day and age, that's just like bad parenting.
Scott, there was a group of us. It wasn't just me and her. There were a couple of us around, and everybody agreed. Yes, you're right. I mean, these kids, they got to have a car they love. And I'm thinking, am I standing in the middle of a bunch of loonies? Where's the camera? Like,
I'm all for, now, this is where we split. I'm all for, you know, if you can hand down a car to your kid when they, get their license and you get a new car. You know, it's always the joke, you know, you get like the beat up old beater that your parents had drove you in when you came home from the hospital, right? There's your car. And the kids are like,
these kids don't even, like, when we were kids, we would just take whatever, right? Whatever we could afford, whatever we could get our hands on, that's it. That's my vehicle. Fine. I love it. I keyed my own car, my very first Buick Skylark, because it was that much of a trashy car that it gave it character. Okay. These kids don't have that. They're given like these beautiful vehicles, better than the vehicle I am driving right now. Well, maybe not. Mine's a pretty nice car.
Yeah, you got a nice car.
Whatever. I don't know. It's crazy to me.
I got it.
And it's not for the safety features. It's for the freaking USB port, whateverness. Like, if it was like, I need more safety features, like blind spot indicators. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. But the USB? Okay. That's it. I'm done. I had to just release.
Well, you just lit the phones up. Let me take one. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. You're on Buzz Baby University.
Good morning.
Good parenting or bad parenting?
Bad parenting. That little girl should be grateful.
I know.
And they make adapters for that.
I know.
Literally at Walmart, there's like a cigarette lighter plug-in thing that has like adapters for a USB.
Yeah, it's
like
got
three of them. Yeah. And it's like $5.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Well, hello. Did my girlfriend do any research on this before just caving in?
I'm guessing not. And you know what? Even when she's talking about safety features, we all had to learn to look behind us for our blind spot
like
that.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is getting ridiculous with this technology. Let these kids learn how to drive like they should learn how to drive. And then when they get, I'm 38 and I don't even have a fancy car with side view warnings and I don't have all that.
I got my very first fancy car. What was it? When did I get my Atlas? A year ago? 2 years ago?
Yeah, right.
Like 40 years old.
Yeah.
To get a decent car.
I'd still turn around and look, even though I got a backup camera.
Oh my gosh.
I do too. I think it's because that's how we learned, so we just can't get out of that, you know, habit of double checking and being safe.
Well, isn't it true?
38 years old and I've never been in an accident. So
there you go. See?
Ooh, oh exactly. God, don't say that out loud.
I'm
never
going to
find
myself.
Wood for you. Okay, here, wait, hang on.
Ow.
I knocked
on wood. Knocking
on
wood. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right.
Guys.
I'm marking you down for bad parents. Scott, you.
Okay.
You're
putting your bad parent.
Yeah. Bad parenting. Okay.
Scott,
put me down.
You're putting your bad parent too.
Yeah. Put me down.
We got three bad parents we need.
I've got calls. Stay right there. Don't leave. We'll get you in a second here on Buzz Baby University.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drive the car I give you, right?
Yeah, it's Buzz Baby University where you decide if it's good parenting or bad parenting. Okay, here's the scenario. I was shocked when my girlfriend told me this, but I bit my tongue and I didn't say anything because I didn't want to start anything. But she was telling me how, the plan was for her to give her daughter, just hand down the car, the family car. So she was going to give her daughter her old car and then she was going to get a new one. Okay. So her daughter, though, doesn't want the car that she was going to give to her for free because it doesn't have a USB, nowhere to plug in the USB. And it's just old. And my girlfriend was like, that's okay. I'll help her buy the car that she really wants.
Wow.
And I was like, are you for real, girl? What? Yeah. And everybody, I kid you not, there were two other people there and they were all agreeing. Like, yes, that's the right thing to do.
Wow.
Sure.
Nah.
Are you people crazy?
Are they like young parents?
No.
Jeez.
No. And she was like, she was validating it by saying, well, if she doesn't like the car, she's got to like her first car. This is her first car. This is the car. Our first car is the car that we always remember. So if she doesn't like it, well, then that's fine.
Man.
You know, she could sell it and use the money that she makes from selling the car to put towards the car that she really wants.
Oy.
And I'm like, hold on. We went from free to okay.
You think it's bad parenting?
I do.
I do not think it's good parenting either. I think it's bad parenting. I'm with you on this.
Which is weird that Scott and I both agree.
I know. Well, you're cheap and I'm broke, so that's why we would never buy our kids cars.
Well, that's true. I don't know. If you have the best from the get-go, then you don't even know how to work your way up in life, right?
I got tons of calls coming in. Let's go to it. Good parenting or bad parenting?
Hello?
Hello there.
Bad parenting. If they feel entitled to get a new car at that age, that means that you set that in motion prior to it. So they already grew up feeling as if that was the case because you didn't curb that behavior ahead of time.
Wow, that's
when
right.
When I was little, my first car was a 96 Pontiac Grand Prix with no transmission in it. My dad made me buy the transmission for the car, and he put it in for free because he's a mechanic.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I took very good care of that car because I had to work to make that car run, and I made sure the air tire pressure was good and everything until that car, literally died. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if for my son, like, I'm not going to give him a car with no transmission, but yeah, he's not going to get a brand new car. He's going to get what I give him.
That's right.
Actually,
if he doesn't want it, he's going to work and buy his own car himself.
Sure.
That's it.
I agree.
We're robbing our kids of those brilliant stories. I mean, those stories are like funny stories we all have that our kids nowadays don't have those great stories.
This bad parenting started years before this girl wanted a nicer car. You're right.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Hi to Buzz. Thanks for holding. You're on Buzz Baby University.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Ray. How's it going?
Well, it's bad parenting if she's just going to go out and buy a vehicle and say, here you go. It's good parenting if say, you get a job, I'll meet you halfway, come up with X amount of dollars, I'll give you X amount of dollars to get the vehicle you want.
No, wait, I don't even agree with that because there's a free vehicle right there. So now instead of saying, here's the hand-me-down, it's not good enough now, you're also going to pitch in money? Nah. No.
Yeah, as far as the not just a gift. If because then it gives the child the incentive that okay, I have a responsibility. I now need to go get a job. I need to start making money because that's what we did with our daughter. That she had to come up with X amount of money that she wanted for a particular vehicle. She then there had to have the money for fuel and for her own insurance. We weren't going to carry her on our insurance. So it made her very responsible at an early age to realize, ooh. Wait a minute, it's just not a free run.
I'm there with you. One more. Hi, the Buzz. Buzz
Good Baby morning. Universe.
Good morning. Bad or good parenting?
Horrible parenting. Bad. You know what they say? A raggedy ride beats a sporty walk any day of the week.
Is that what they say?
Had an AM radio and lap belt.
And that's it.
Yes, sir.
And that was 10 years ago.
Well,
no, I'm joking.
We are not. I think we're not doing enough of the get what you get and don't pitch a fit.
I'm writing all these catchphrases down.
I know, right?
For 15 years when my daughter wants to just start driving.
Oh, gosh.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thanks,
it's officially ruled bad parenting.
It's official.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.